USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Two family members were shot to death while camping in a state park in eastern Iowa Friday, and the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officers responded to reports of the shooting at the Maquoketa Cage State Park campground Friday morning. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed a bill into law that allows private citizens to bring civil action against anyone who manufactures, distributes, transports, or imports assault weapons or ghost guns, which are banned in the state. And Amazon goes electric. With more, here's USA Radio's Lance Fry.
Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric vehicles as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of the year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
President Joe Biden completed his first night of the drug to fight coronavirus, Paxlovid, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The press secretary, during a briefing at the White House, made comments from the president's doctor, who said the commander-in-chief is getting better.
The president is tolerating treatment well. We will continue Paxlovid as planned. His symptoms will be treated supportively with oral hydration, Tylenol, and albuterol inhaler that he uses as needed.
The president will remain in isolation until he tests negative. An entire police force has resigned in a small North Carolina town. Leaders of Kenley, North Carolina, held a special Friday night meeting after the town's police chief and four officers resigned over what they called a hostile work environment. Reginald William lives in the town of 2400, southeast of Raleigh.
We can't have a lawless town. There's no way on God's green earth we can have a lawless town.
The county sheriff's department is helping patrol the town for the time being. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Some arrests have been made involving a cryptocurrency fraud. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said fraud is fraud whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Volkswagen CEO is leaving his post in a surprise move effective September the 1st. The company announced on Friday that CEO Herbert Diess will be replaced by Oliver Blum, the head of Volkswagen Porsche's performance car division. Volkswagen, the world's second largest automaker, did not provide a reason for Diess's exit. Google honors a 10-year-old. With more, here's Ellie Andrews.
Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
And on this date in 1966, Frank Sinatra's album Strangers in the Night hits number one on the U.S. charts. The song won a Grammy for Record of the Year and Best Male Vocal Performance.
Strangers in the Night.
This is USA Radio News.